Welcome to Shelf Under Podcast, the Toronto Public Library podcast for readers, writers, and everyone practicing social distancing. That's right, today we're bringing you a special mini-sode to give some recommendations for library resources you can access from home while library branches are closed due to the COVID-19 virus pandemic. My name is Mike, and today I'll be joined by my colleague Jason to talk about a couple of books and movies available online from the library. We realize this is a difficult time and hope that our recommendations can help those seeking a distraction. Our thoughts are with everyone in the city, especially those keeping essential services running. So hey, Jason, we're about a week into library closures at the time of this recording. I just wanted to see how you're doing so far.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm in school as well right now, so it's keeping me busy. I've got some studying to do, so I have a lot on my plate keeping me busy.
That's good. Always nice to have something to keep you occupied during this time.
For sure. How are you?
Well, everyone and my family and friends, everyone's healthy so far. So I'm just, you know, taking that as the best case scenario right now. So it's hard to complain when everyone's healthy and doing well, because I know a lot of people are not in that circumstance.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
And I've definitely been using this time to catch up on my reading and find things on my bookshelf that I've been meaning to get to for a while and haven't had the time. So, trying to view this as a good way to catch up on some of my reading. I don't know if with all your schoolwork, if you'd had time to do some reading as well.
Absolutely. And we can only stare at a screen for so long before you get antsy. So yeah, I've been pulling books off of my own shelf that I've been sitting on for a while.
All right. So we're going to talk about some recommendations today. And of course, talking about a lot of library services that you can still access online. Whether it is through Overdrive or Hoopla or Canopy or Flipster for magazines, all these services are still available for you with a valid library card. So we want to make sure that everyone knows what resources they can still access right now as library branches are closed. These are all things you can find through our website at tpl.ca. There are different getting started guides. There's an FAQ on our website as well that lets you know, for different circumstances and for as things change. You can always check on our website to find all the latest info there. I don't know if you have a specific service or a recommendation you want to talk about and get started.
For sure. Well, we really wanted to focus on things we knew were available. For me, I picked things that I knew would be very much available or always available. So the thing I really want to highlight is our Overdrive service. And if you want to access that through a device as opposed to your computer, there is an app called Libby, L-I-B-B-Y, that you can use to access the same services. And for this, all you need is your library card information and your password. And you have 30 checkouts you can have at one time, which is a huge number. There are ebooks and e-audiobooks available through that service. I want to just highlight something to begin with, which is the classic section. So there's ebooks there, which are a lot of the classic books, and they're just constantly available. So there's no limit to how many people can check them out. And the one I want to focus on is The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. That's one of my favorite books. I love Sherlock Holmes. Everyone knows the character, I'm sure, but if you've never actually read any of his work or Arthur Conan Doyle's work, the stories are actually all little mini mysteries, essentially, right? So the very first book is called The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. It's been combined. It used to be published in magazines. So these are the original 12 stories or so. And it kind of is building the character, explaining how Watson and Sherlock met for the first time and kind of developing their initial relationship. And these were super popular and they led to all of the other stuff that would follow. But they're really great beginners to those. And they're will draw you in very quickly, and they're short reads. So I thought that was a really good intro.
Yeah, I was going through a lot of those ones that are always available as well. So the way those work is because the copyright on those has expired. They can be available through every you know, to everyone at any time. So if you're looking to, you know, read a classic book that you never got around to, then now is a great time. I was looking on today and there's things like Little Women, Charles Dickens, you know, more classics than we can name. And I didn't actually come across that one. So that's a great recommendation.
Yeah. How about you? What do you have to recommend?
So my first one that I want to recommend is called A Visit from the Goon Squad by Jennifer Egan. This was a National Book Critics Circle Award winner, and it was on a lot of best book lists when it came out in 2010. So this is not a hidden gem, but as you said, we're trying to find things that we have a lot of copies of and people would be able to get access to. So that's why I picked this one out. And I'm a real big fan of sort of interconnected stories. So ones where you've got multiple chapters and someone who is a minor character from one chapter is the sort of feature character in another one, which is what happens in this book. It revolves a lot around a sort of aging former punk rocker called Benny, who has turned out to be the sort of big mogul in the music industry. I kind of thought of him as like a Gene Simmons type character. And so it starts off with Benny, but then, like I said, it's a bunch of interconnected stories. So, you know, his secretary, who appears a bit in Benny's chapter, gets her own, and then it sort of spirals out from there, looking into a bunch of lives of different people and how these people interconnect at different points in their lives. I know sometimes people don't like the interconnected stories because they sometimes find it hard to fit together all the pieces of who that person was in the previous story. But I think it's really well done in this one. It's not something, I think it's pretty easy to follow the flow of it. And I sort of like it as well. This is one I've actually read twice. To me, it's really a book about time and the impact of time and how unknowable the future will be and how things will turn out will be, which some people may find comforting right now. Some people may not find that concept comforting. I don't know. But both times when I've read it at sort of different points in my life, I've been able to find something really meaningful from it. So that's one I really enjoy. It's also a little bit experimental. There's one chapter that's just in the form of a PowerPoint presentation. So if you're reading it on a dedicated e-reader, Overdrive does have a read in browser function. So just for that chapter, you might want to read it in an app or on the Overdrive browser, just in case it's a little easier to see than on a dedicated e-reader.
Oh, that's great. That's a great one, Mike.
What else do you have, Jason?
Yeah, leading into that is one of my very favorite books. It's a little bit older. It's A Walk in the Woods by Bill Bryson. This is a book about the author. He's a nonfiction writer. He writes some of my favorite stuff. I really like his style. This is a book about him and a friend decide in their middle age that they're going to walk the Appalachian Trail, which is this huge, if you're not familiar, trail that runs basically north-south in America. It's about 3,500 kilometers long. So it's something that people undertake and do this huge journey. And it is a story about him reconnecting with his friend. He tried to find somebody to go with him and couldn't find anybody. And then he found this friend of his from when he was much younger, kind of high school age, and they hadn't connected in 25 years or so. And it's about them walking this trail, kind of figuring out how to do it because they weren't really that prepared for it. They weren't walkers or anything. And so they wanted to do this and connect and find a way to like just basically do this thing. And they kept basically not being able to do it. And it's just about this kind of relationship that's built, rebuilt, but also falls apart again, kind of. And just the difficulty of this journey. But it was really, really, I enjoyed this. And it really gets you this, if you really like walking like I do, it really gives you this itch to do it, especially your hiking, to really get out there and do it. And they even made this into a movie a couple years ago with Robert Redford, and it was quite good.
Bill Bryson is one of those authors that I haven't read, and I always feel that I need to pick up something of his because he seems to be so universally loved.
Yeah, he's got a lot of books that are available right now, especially through our ebook service, which I would definitely check out. But this is the one that is the most, my sentimental favorite.
And it sort of ties into, just finding connections with what's going on in the world right now and the rise of people getting out and just walking as just a means of escaping their houses. So that, it might give some people some things to think about while they're out on a walk.
For sure. It's great. Do you have another one, Mike?
I do. So my next one is called The Nix, and it's that is NIX, and it's by Nathan Hill. So some more fiction, and this is largely a story of a relationship, or almost lack thereof, between a mother and son. So the son is Samuel. He's a college professor at a very mediocre college, and he sort of stalled out as a writer. There's nothing really happening of importance in his life. And his mother left him when he was a child, left him and his father, and they sort of haven't had a relationship since. But his mother comes back in the news in a big way, as she's sort of been branded this political protester. And suddenly she's in the news, and their lives start to intertwine once again. So it's a lot about the relationship that the two of them start to reestablish, while also finding out, it sort of jumps back and forth from the present to the past to find out about his mom's life and what led her to leaving him and his father, and how they got to where they are. And there's a lot about politics in it. There's a lot about how the political relates to the personal, and that the interconnectedness of what happens in the political world and our personal lives. And it was just an amazingly written book. It was the kind of book where I was stopping every couple of pages to like let someone know this great section I had just read. And so it was that kind of book for me, which for me doesn't happen that often. And actually, I did pull a sort of section to give people a sort of feel for it. So I'm just going to take 20 seconds to read out this section. So like I said, Samuel is a college professor, and in his college, every student gets their own laptop. So this section is sort of describing what it's like to be teaching in a class where everyone has a laptop. Every classroom is equipped with computers at every single seat, something the school brags about in all the marketing materials sent to parents. Wired campus, preparing students for the 21st century. But it seems to Samuel that all the school is preparing them for is to sit quietly and fake that they're working, to feign the appearance of concentration when in fact they're checking sports scores or email or watching videos or spacing out. And come to think of it, maybe this is the most important lesson the school could teach them about the American workplace: how to sit calmly at your desk and surf the internet and not go insane. So that just gives you a sort of sense of what the writing is like in the book, and the sort of way he's looking at the world. So once again, that was The Nix by Nathan Hill. We've got 30 copies available, so hopefully you'd be able to get one soon.
That's really great. Yeah, that is an awesome book. I never got through it, actually, so now that's going to come back to it and finish it off. One thing or another got in the way, but plenty of time now.
Yeah, and it is a longer one. I think the book was, 500 to 600 pages. So if you're, I normally don't have time to get through longer books, but if there's any time, it's now.
Right. I very nearly recommended Les Miserables, which is something I read in high school, since I figured it might be the time, the one and only time people are going to have the opportunity to read it, right? But I figured I'll go a little bit easier, and I'm very travel focused right now. So that brings me to my next one, which is French Exit by Patrick DeWitt. This was a Giller finalist a couple years ago. I really like this book. It's a short read too. It's very light and kind of fun. It is about Frances Price and her son Malcolm, and they're both kind of Upper East Side New York socialite types, and they have a lot of money, but they've kind of found their money has evaporated and disappearing. So they decide they're going to leave and go to France and set up a new life there with what money they have left. And it's just about the comedic way that they are trying to adapt to this horrible situation. It is really fun and light at the same time, and very enjoyable. It's just very witty and satiric, and it's kind of full of these ruminations on New York and Paris and traveling by boat, which are all kind of things I'm feeling a little bit of nostalgia for right now, I've got to say. Really great book. He's a great writer as well. If you've not read his stuff before, you can also get his one of his previous books, which was another one of my favorites, The Sisters Brothers, also from Overdrive. And there's a lot of copies available at this book. So there's about 100 available right now. So please check that out as well.
Yeah, I highly recommend Patrick DeWitt as well. And right now, I've also been thinking with a bunch of reading time, it's a great time to really take a deep dive for one specific author. If you just wanted to place all their books on hold and, you know, just spend a couple of weeks getting to know one specific author and, you know, just do a little mini course in them, then I think Patrick DeWitt would definitely be a great person to do that with.
Yeah, absolutely. I also feel like moving on a little bit, we want to talk a little bit about Hoopla too, right? Briefly.
Yeah, so Hoopla gives you access to online movies, music, comic books. I believe they have some audiobooks as well. You also get access to Canopy, which has access to movies. Just to let people know, for both of those services, there are a limited number of checkouts that you can have per month, and it does go by calendar month. So hopefully we're getting this out before the end of March, and you'll be able to check out a bunch of things before the end of the month. And then when April 1st rolls around, you'll have a whole number of more checkouts available for you. So I can actually start going off of your theme of travel and being able to you know, do some armchair traveling right now when we don't have any other option. Maybe I'll start with my Hoopla movie recommendation, which is a documentary called Ramen Heads. And I know, Jason, that you're a big fan of Japan. So this is all about the ramen scene in Japan. And obviously ramen has definitely become very popular in Toronto as well the past couple of years. So this follows a couple of high end as ramen goes, a couple of famous ramen chefs in Japan. And they sort of do a deep dive into their practice and what ramen means both to them and to the country and society of Japan. This is actually, I believe I watched this actually on my flight to Japan. It was one of the in-flight options. So it definitely primed me. And I think if you're someone who's looking to you know, experience another culture right now, then Ramen Heads would definitely be a great way. It is available in Hoopla. It is in Japanese, of course, so it is subtitled, which is also, for me, I find subtitled films and TV shows a good way to make sure that you put your phone down and get some non-screen time, which I think is maybe an issue some of us are having right now, especially. So having to read the subtitles will get you focusing on something else. The downside of this is that it's probably really going to make you want a bowl of ramen, which is probably not the easiest takeout option. There are likely still some ramen places doing takeout, but I don't think it'd be quite the experience as sitting down at a counter and getting a fresh steaming bowl right in front of you.
Right. It's a great movie. You're absolutely right. I saw it in theaters when it first came out. I really loved it. It really gives you that feeling. If you've been there before, you want to go back. And if you've not been, it makes you want to go. And just the love and craft of ramen is really presented, and it's great.
Well, maybe I have to find out some ways people can, you know, make their own little bowls at home. Or maybe people have already stocked up on instant ramen, so that'll work. I know I've definitely got some instant ramen.
Yeah, we can at least pretend, right? Yeah. I want to highlight the comics. I'm a big comic person on Hoopla. Hoopla is absolutely amazing. It's my go-to source for reading comics, quite frankly, even more than the physical editions from the library, because they get these digital versions of a lot of the most latest stuff right away, which is amazing. And they also have these collected volumes of a lot of the classic stuff. So you can find a lot of the Silver Age and Bronze Age, like classic X-Men, Batman, Justice League, Superman, a lot of the famous superheroes, and like in these huge collected volumes. So it's really a bargain, for those collections. And the other thing that's really great about Hoopla is, although there's a limited number you can check out per month, there's no limit for how many people can have the same item checked out. So if I want to watch, if we all want to watch Ramen Heads together, we can do that, have a little watching party or something. And there's no limit for us that way. We can all just do that at the same time. There's no waiting list as there is for a physical copy or an ebook due to licensing and stuff. But I'm going to mention specifically The Sandman series by Neil Gaiman. If you've never jumped into this series, now is a really great time. You can start to listen to it and get a few volumes in. Briefly, it is this series of the Lord of Dreams and how he rules in his realm. And he is the person who is basically in charge of people's dreams, not just in the literal sense of sleeping, but kind of daydreams and stuff like that. And he is the manifestation of all of that. And he kind of has this realm, and it's about him moving through his realm and interacting with different superheroes at times, regular people. It goes into the lore of dreams, and he is the manifestation for many different cultures of dreaming and dreams as well, and just how that would work. And it's a really creative and brilliant series that many people have read. And if you never have read, now is your time to do it.
I am a comics person and am ashamed to admit that that is one series that I have not read. But as I've been a little freaked out about not having access to comics right now, that's definitely a good suggestion for me, and I think a lot of other people as well.
And because I am such a huge comic person, I'll mention there is another. Overdrive does have quite a few comics as well. The selection is a little bit more limited, but they do have quite a few things that I enjoy a lot, and you can find a lot of smaller publishers there as well.
Yes, and of course, with Overdrive as well, you can get access to children's books and teen materials and everything for all ages, even though we're just focusing on mainly, you know, adult titles today. Perhaps in a future mini-sode, if this keeps going on for very long, we may do a children's one as well.
Right. We're really going to talk about some of the other services in the coming days, I think, just to get people knowing about them and for our own interest as well.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that is what we wanted to cover and talk about today, unless you've got anything else you wanted to mention?
Not at the moment, no. I think that's good for today.
Okay, and I would say as well, if people are looking to get some other book recommendations for maybe something we didn't cover today, you're always welcome to email us at shelvunder@tpl.ca. We'll still be checking our email account and putting up these mini-sodes, as well as we're still working on regular episodes and hope to have those out for you as well during the times while the library is closed.
You bet. Hit us up. We've always got more recommendations.
Yeah. And an apology if the audio quality today is a little subpar, but of course we are recording these from home. I am standing in my new home office, aka my closet. To try to you know, buffer the sound as best as possible.
Thanks, Mike. You stay safe and take care.
Same to you, Jason, and we'll chat soon.
Bye.
Michael Warner and Jason Bazadian work for the library. Music by Highs. Shelf Under Podcast is a Toronto Public Library production. It is produced by Wendy Banks, Jason Bazadian, Ted Belke, Michael Warner, and Christina Wong, with production assistance by George Penayotu.